11 of the Sudan of the soldiers. Now they are being detained by game, and you know, the others being defeated. More of the soldiers, Sudan Armed Force soldiers, being killed in the same place. More than 25 vehicles now being captured by Sudan Justice and Equality Movement, and there is money, weapons, you know, heavy weapons, and all this kind of weapons now being captured by the Sudan Justice and Equality Movement. Yes, the Sudan government and the Sudan Armed Force are going to say that there is no any casualty, but the fact that there is 11 detainees from the shoulders of Sudan government now is jail.
And they are saying that you came in 40 vehicles and they managed to destroy four. How do you react to that?
That's absolutely not right. The fact is, so far, the Sudan Justice and Equality Movement fully controlling the area. And that's the reality. If you are controlling the area, so far from Saturday and Sunday, and today is Monday, 3 days we are controlling the areas, that means still we are there. Sudan government and the Sudan forces and the Sudan militias, they are not there. Most of them, the others, you know, they are run towards Tuaisha in North Darfur, and the others towards somewhere called Tabish in North Kordofan, and the others run in the east side towards Nahud.
And how close are you to Nahud, the town of Nahud?
It is quite distant, you know, from Nahud, but it is around 50 to 60 kilometers south of Kebesh.
You are doing this at the same time the government is saying they want to talk peace with you. They want to implement the Doha peace agreement.
They had documents not didn't address, you know, the main and the root causes of the conflict of Darfur. Meanwhile, you know, the Sudan government always talking about peace, you know, for relationship, not for actual peace. They are just always trying to resolve the problem, you know, by the military means. Now, the president of Sudan, al-Bashir, the wanted president al-Bashir, now preparing to visit Tuaisha and Fashir and Tina. And this is the main places which has the war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide committed in this area. After 10 years, Bashir going to visit these areas in coming 2 or 3 days, exactly in 7th of March, you know, to stand in the same place he committed the crimes against the humanity.
And is justice and equality movement going to allow this visit to take place?
You can't let al-Bashir and his people and his militias to visit the victims' area. You know, Tuaisha, Fashir, and Tina, this is the victim area.
Jibril, these areas where President Omar Hassan al-Bashir is going to visit are areas that are not under your control. How are you going to stop him visiting the area?
Yeah, of course, the area is not under our control, but last Saturday, we defeated the main security force around Tuaisha and Wad Bahar, and this is the main security troop come to secure the Bashir, you know, visit to Tuaisha. And so on, we are going to do the same in North Darfur, around Fashir, and Eastern Jabal Marra, around Tina, all this.